I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record. We're taking it to the streets. We're out in front of 410 Occidental Way South for our broadcast from Pioneer Square. And I have with me three people with very different involvement in Pioneer Square. One is an artist who has an exhibit up. We're going to talk to her in a moment. Another runs a pet store that's been around for the year. And the Mac Daddy, the granddaddy of all of them, with me right next to me is Mick McHugh. Kitty corner from where I'm standing is FX McCrory's. And if someone has been coming to Pioneer Square since the early 80s, it's always been meant something about Pioneer Square to me. And it looks like a New York chop house. That's not an accident.
It isn't, Ross. You know, this is the 50th summer I've been involved with Pioneer Square. I started the underground tours in 1963. And believe it or not, we had a little coffee house up at First and Yesler, the World's Fair. So, you know, it's a great neighborhood, and McRory's has been kind of the stable part of it through the ups and downs of all these years. And we're just thrilled with all this development and all these new tenants and new businesses that have come to our hood.
Yeah, you were telling me that you got started when they were building the King Dome, and people who were in your bar got a front row seat to seeing the King Dome get blown up.
That's right. That's how long it's been. And I got the dust in there to show you.
So this neighborhood, 35 years is a lot. Ups and downs, as you mentioned. Right now, the challenge of the viaduct coming down, which is going to add some more dust and dirt to the neighborhood for a while. Issues of parking. Where would you place the neighborhood right now in terms of going up, going down?
Oh, we're way up, way, way up. You know, with the new apartment house on the north lot there, the second apartment building, 31 floors to be open in about 6 months, the new hotel coming, a new office tower coming. I mean, we're getting people down here and they're living here. To have people here 24/7 has just been huge.
What's still your biggest challenge to do business here?
Well, I mean, the street element, I guess, if you will. People don't feel challenged when they come down to this neighborhood like Uptown. Same thing down here, and we got to keep working with the city through that.
Dave Brovard runs Pioneer Pet, is that right?
Yes, Pioneer Pet Feed and Supply. Hi, Ross.
And you've been here for a year.
Yes, I opened my business June 6th of 2012.
So I guess I can still ask you about initial impressions. You have only been here about a year. What do you think about the neighborhood as a place to do business?
I personally think it's a great place to do business. A huge portion of my customers are actually people who come to Pioneer Square to work or are traveling through Pioneer Square. And the amount of new people that I meet every day coming in the store, it's amazing. Every day, at least, there's two or three people who are new to the area. Or people who are moving from other areas like Capitol Hill or Queen Anne down to Pioneer Square because they want something well, it feels a little bit more original.
Now, it's Pioneer Square is kind of a high-rise area. It's not an area you associate with a lot of animals, necessarily. Do a lot of people in these high-rises around us in these buildings have pets?
They are everywhere. Everybody has pets. If you see somebody out walking their dog, chances are they have two cats at home or another dog at home. So the amount of people with pets around here is amazing. Even the amount of offices that allow people to bring their pets to the office is great. I have folks coming in every day to get office treats, or there's a dog with a birthday, and so they're coming in to get treats, or people just stocking up on the supplies that they need so they don't have to when they go home. So, yes, they are everywhere.
Also with us, Lydia Aldridge, who's got an art installation that's been around for about a month. And as you were explaining to me, it kind of harkens back to the history of Pioneer Square, the prehistory.
Right. Occidental Square, I learned, was originally a tidal lagoon. And so I had two steel tables fabricated, 3 foot by 6 foot, and at tray tables. And we are building a glass mosaic on the top of those tables. And the image is the tidal lagoon that was Occidental Square. And I've invited the public to join me in making this glass mosaic. A lot of people have said to me, it's sort of like color by number, because as long as you follow my drawing and use the glass colors I request, anyone can participate, and everyone has. I've had the president of a software company, lawyers who are taking a break at the farmers market. My assistant is a homeless girl that came the first day and has been there for 4 weeks. I have a 74-year-old nurse.
Have there been any hassles about being on the street day after day with your art exhibit?
Very minimal. And I would say Seattle Parks Department has a treasure in its park concierge, James, who is Ambassador of the Year for tourism, and he knows everyone in the square and everything that's going on, and he makes it very safe. When I first got the job, I was pretty scared when I drove by at 7 o'clock at night and thought, ooh, what's this going to be like? It's been fabulous. I cannot tell you about the diversity that have sat at my table, making essentially a giant puzzle and talking to each other.
People who don't come to Pioneer Square or only come occasionally have definite feelings about what they think Pioneer Square is like. And I'm sure when you tell people you're doing an art installation or you just opened a pet store or you've been running a restaurant, you might encounter people who don't spend that much time here. What's the kind of initial reaction you get and what's your response to that?
Well, people tell me, well, they're all homeless down there. And how does that work for you? And I said, oh, no. There's the best food in the city that's just opened up down here. There are all kinds of professionals working here. My building is on First Avenue is full of artists making real productive art. I think we have sports fans. The Sounders came through the other night. You know, we have the most diverse, it feels the most like New York of any neighborhood in the city.
Yeah, I was at the Washington Mariners game, 22,000 people, and then that evening 77,000 or something for the Sounders, kind of reflection on their various seasons. What about when it comes to you, Dave, when you think about this neighborhood, what is the challenges that remain for you as a doing business here?
Quite frankly, some of the challenges for myself, since my business is here to cater to people who live and work down here, some of my challenges sometimes are the immense amounts of, as I like to say, mindless traffic coming through.
Mindless traffic as opposed to mindful traffic.
A whole bunch of drunk sports fans aren't coming down to buy dog treats. They're here to get drunk and go down to the stadium.
Wait a minute, the drunk people aren't buying dog treats for themselves, are they?
No. They are. Well, you know what? No telling what they do with it once they leave my store. But ultimately, you know, I don't feel a lot of challenges down here, actually. I love it. Actually, a lot of my customers are homeless people who take really good care of their animals and understand the value of spending good money on healthy food for their animals. So I welcome anybody to shop with me.
And Mick, finally, what do you think is the biggest misapprehension people have about your neighborhood, Pioneer Square?
Well, first of all, I want to say those drunk people don't come from FX McCrory's Whiskey Bar. I'll tell you that. We don't let them in and we don't let them out.
Certainly not with dog treats.
Right. Listen, all I do is invite them to come down and see the changes. And once they've come down here to see the changes, they're hooked.
Lydia Aldridge, Dave Rivard, and Mick McHugh, thank you so much for talking to us. We're broadcasting live from Pioneer Square. Coming up in a moment, the news quiz.